Good morning. From our Chicago studios, the National Broadcasting Company again takes pleasure in presenting the popular organist, Elvin Owen, who will play for you a 10-minute program of uninterrupted melodies. Elvin Owen. our Chicago studios, you have heard Elwin Owen, popular NBC organist, playing at the console for your early morning listening pleasure. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company. Here's the latest news from the NBC newsroom. Imperial Japanese headquarters announces that a United States aircraft carrier has been sunk off Honolulu. The Japanese also say that they understand planes have sunk the American minesweeper Penguin near Guam. The official Japanese announcement further claims that many merchant ships have been captured in the Pacific. The Imperial Navy tells of a great victory in the first blow struck at the great American naval base at Pearl Harbor. The Japanese say two American battleships were sunk, that four more American battleships were damaged, and that four heavy United States cruisers at Pearl Harbor also were damaged. The Japanese say they did not lose a single ship. The sunken U.S. battleships are listed as the Pennsylvania and the Oklahoma. Besides this claim of victory at sea, the Japanese officially claim that more than 100 American planes have been shot down in air combats in Manila. So far, there is no confirmation of these losses from our own war and Navy departments. The Japanese announcement on air raid fighting in Manila admits the loss of two planes. The Japanese also say about 100 British and American subjects and other foreign nationals were rounded up this morning throughout the Japanese Empire. After a brief resistance to the Japanese invaders, the Army of Thailand today laid down its arms. The terms under which Thailand quit fighting have not been announced in Bangkok. But the Japanese say in Tokyo that Thailand has agreed to permit Japanese troops to pass through Thai territory. The Japanese attacked Thailand from three coastal ports in the far southern coast. The Tokyo radio says that British troops entered Thailand this morning at dawn. In the second day of warfare in the Pacific, Japanese planes have again attacked the Philippines. One source lists 290 casualties, but is unofficial. Army officials say the Japanese raided Davao on Mindanao Island and the summer capital of Bagayo. And there are unconfirmed stories of parachute troops landing near Japanese communities on Philippine territory. An official source says the United States aircraft carrier Langley has been damaged by bombs. The British declare that Japanese landing parties have been repulsed at two spots on the Malayan coast. A German dispatch from Tokyo reveals a second air raid on the British colony of Hong Kong. And Singapore officials announced another raid on the great British naval base. A British communique speaks of unconfirmed assertions that the Japanese have used mustard gas bombs in their attacks on Malaya. President Roosevelt admits that the surprise attacks on Hawaii and the Philippines have doubtless taken a heavy toll, but Washington has placed the Pacific areas under a tight censorship. Not until 12:30 o'clock this afternoon, when Mr. Roosevelt speaks to the nation from a joint session of Congress, is there likely to be any detailed news of our war with Japan. At that time, the president may ask Congress to declare war not only against Tokyo, but also against Berlin and Rome. The president's address will be broadcast by the National Broadcasting Company. President Roosevelt has ordered the arrest of all Japanese nationals regarded as dangerous. The Justice Department says there'll be about 1,000. Already the FBI has picked up 100 suspects. The nation's first complete blackout has been ordered in the harbor area of Long Beach, California, including San Pedro. In New York, in Hampton Roads, Virginia, all up and down both the Atlantic and Pacific coastlines, home defense officials have issued emergency orders. Throughout the night, enlisted men of all services were rushing back to the post from leave or furlough. From Alaska to the Panama Canal, the continent is alert. In Washington, air raid watchers were called to duty. Also in the Capitol, this morning, the newly arrived Russian ambassador, Maxim Litvinov, is expected to confer with Mr. Roosevelt at the White House. Legislators have abandoned partisan politics. Members of the American First Committee have pledged their allegiance to war effort. Labor leaders have called off strikes. In Congress, Chairman May of the House Military Affairs Committee says it would take only an hour or so to effect changes in the selective service laws, to make changes which would allow draftees and National Guardsmen to fight outside the Western Hemisphere. The Republic of Panama ordered the arrest of Japanese residents. Mexico and Cuba pledged their support of the United States, along with several South American nations. Costa Rica, Canada, the Dutch East Indies, and possibly Australia, the Western Hemisphere. The Republic of Panama ordered the arrest of Japanese residents. Mexico and Cuba pledged their support of the United States, along with several South American nations.
Costa Rica, Canada, the Dutch East Indies, and possibly Australia, so to effect changes in the selective service laws, to make changes which would allow draftees and National Guardsmen to fight outside the Western...